I love celebrities. I love looking at them and their gorgeous faces. And have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, whiter looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit: Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify drastically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, whiter, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it is so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it is FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it is made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb. So whether you're on set, or on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh my God, please. What a joy. I'm turning off my...
Oh yeah, that's a good call.
Quiet here, sound. Focus. That's Do Not Disturb is on. Nana's looking at her phone.
Go to quiet to sound to focus.
You know what? I'm going to turn it off because I probably just automatically just sent an SOS to all my emergency contacts.
People are sometimes surprised to find that therapists need therapy too. But there are certain things you simply cannot do on your own. You can't perform surgery on yourself. You can't solo a 50-foot yacht. You can't cut your own fingernails. And you cannot do therapy on yourself. Today's couple, both therapists, know that all too well. So they called me to say more. A cup of tea for you and me, patisserie, say more. I'll lend an ear to hear your fear of why you're weird, say more. You gotta dig a little deeper, baby. Focus on yourself. Don't worry about my credentials. A mental spa. Blah, 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 je ne sais quoi, say more, say more. What's wrong with you? Welcome back to another episode of Say More with Dr. Sheila. So pleased to have these two wonderful women in my office today. If you could introduce yourselves and tell me why you're here.
I'll start, if that's okay with
you. Sure.
I'm Paulette. No last name, not for privacy, but my parents were just really simple people. I am a therapist, and my wife, Janie, and I are here.
Hi, yes, hello. I'm Dr. Janie. I am Paulette's partner, and when we married, I actually took her last name.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Well, I'm very excited to get to the issue, and I'm thrilled, if I may say, that I'm working with two therapists, because as a therapist myself, we're people. You know, we're human beings. We're humans walking this earth like everyone else.
It feels, I think we all three know that relief of shedding monthly. Yeah. And that relief when you hold that tightness. And I feel like we're about to shed here something so serious and you know, sort of a obstacle in our life. And it the anticipation of it, I feel in my body is...
Yeah, let's investigate that.
Yeah, I'll ask myself, how do you, you know, I ask so many, how do you feel in your body about this? And it's an anticipation, it's an excitement. Mm-hmm. It's the knowledge that we will break through something to get there. You know, I mean, we all have egos. We're therapists, we have egos, and doctor, you know, doctor, what is the saying? Doctor, you know, heal thyself.
Yeah, it's like, we always talk about Dr. Feel Good, but sometimes there's Dr. Feel Bad.
Exactly. Exactly.
Beautiful.
And we both have been feeling so bad about this that it's an urgent need and we need to talk about this. So thank you.
Well, it is truly my pleasure. So let's get right down to it. Why are you here today?
Well, I think we should probably start out with checking in with each other.
Yeah.
How are you feeling in your body, Janie, right now?
Yeah. Let's investigate that. Let's start with the body scan. Like, I just feel this intense, sharp pain.
Right.
In the pit of my stomach, like almost from an ancestral place that is so immense. I break out into a sweat. That's how painful it is.
So let's just get down to the issue. What are we here to talk about?
Well, it's funny. Let's investigate that. It's interesting to be in another therapist's office because we all work from different modalities, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when dealing with an issue as serious as this, I like to approach it with, you know, a bit of whimsy.
I love that.
You know?
I love that.
Because even the sad clown is still a clown, you know?
It's like trying to approach the most serious and dark thing with light.
Yeah. Mm.
And what is that serious and dark thing?
Well, it's a question that we've asked ourselves for a number of years now. And when we finally had that light bulb moment a couple days ago, we haven't slept since then, really, I don't think.
Yes. Let's just get, you know, in the interest of time, let's just get to what you're actually talking about.
It's funny when you say time because I feel like the sort of timeless feeling of that we could just sit here and spend, you know, hours even getting to what it is in quotes, but also we could take time to be quiet. We could just take time to breathe.
Yeah.
And are you feeling that, Janie? How are you feeling in your body right now?
I feel a bit of an itchiness.
I just want to pause you for a second here because we're going back into our bodies, which is fantastic. I always love that grounding. But what is coming up for me is I don't know what you're talking about. What is the discussion you had? Maybe start there. What did you say to each other?
Well, you know, doctor, I'd like to just pause here and investigate what you've just brought up. Which is, you know, just I feel a need from you, a need to know.
I love that.
Yeah. And I think so often
it's like feeding a hungry person or a dog.
Yeah.
And you've got toast and you've got five dogs looking at you. And this is a person, not a dog, but with such a desire, as you were saying,
but
ravenous.
So much can come from that dog brain, that monkey mind, that primal place. And
right.
So I would like to investigate with doctor where that need comes from. Where does that stem from? Do you think it's a sense of control?
I do want to answer that, but I want to just circle back to the both of you. Something very powerful has happened between you or is happening around you. And I'm just curious if you could name it in the room, if you could speak to it and name it very plainly.
I mean, if I could sort of lay it out in sort of pieces of the mosaic, it would be a responsibility. We feel a collective. We are responding to what we're looking at here. This it's not a bear in the room. What is it, Janie, when there's something in the room that you're talking about you shouldn't talk about? It's not a dog.
A lion?
It's not a lion.
It's on the tip of my tongue. It's a blue.
I always forget.
The largest animal? Blue whale? No, that wouldn't be in a room.
It's not fish in the room.
It's not. It's that doesn't
so many
ride
people
a bicycle.
Have aquariums.
No, fish are in barrels too.
It's something sort of big that would never be in a room. Oh, it's driving me crazy.
It's driving me crazy too. I can't think of it. It's the did I say lion?
It's
not that. It's,
you know what, I think
it's on the tip of my trunk.
Is it a bobcat? It's a bobcat. Anyway,
there's just
something
go with that.
Yeah, there's a real bobcat in the room.
And
so,
what is it? What is it? What is it?
Exactly.
Well, When it comes to travel, every family has a happy place. My happy place is in Sardinia, where an ex-lover of mine runs a feta factory. But wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you and your family there more often. And thanks to Priceline's family-friendly options, you can save 60% on family-friendly hotels. You can sort by room type, have amenities like pools, and get access to deals you can't find anywhere else. And with Priceline, you never have to miss a trip. Whenever I'm planning a vacation, which usually means weeks away from work and people I know, I always trust Priceline to help me book. It's simple, reliable, and saves me some cash that can be better spent on something fun. Fun is so important. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% on family-friendly hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, we're nearly halfway done with our session here, and what I'm feeling is really a sense of kind of classic analysis paralysis. I'm sure you've heard of that. You know, it is what happens to a lot of professionals where we can't move forward because we're circling constantly. But let's try something. I just want to encourage you to try a fun exercise called Just Say a Thing. And just try to not ask how it feels in your body or go down a rabbit hole of investigating it. Just say a thing. Okay? So whoever would...
It's funny because in a different situation, I know that, you know, my curious mind, if I was playing this game in school, I would say, is a thing a sentence? Is a thing a whole concept? Is a thing an object? Am I showing you something? But so I have so many things I want to say, but I also don't want to waste my thing,
and
you know?
I can't even come up with the thing because I just want to, I want to go somewhere to sit with my thoughts.
You could say anything. Summer, children, you know, birthday, lounge chair, you know, love, commitment, chocolate bar. What? Just a thing. Just say a thing.
I would love to know not only that sort of puka shell necklace of words that you just said, but each of those words, like how did that feel in your body?
I don't know.
I used to collect quotes, and one of my favorite quotes is, God is the unutterable sigh in the depth of our souls. And I don't mean God in terms of, you know,
big guy in the sky.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, blonde, blue-eyed Jesus at a thrift store on a painting.
Right.
But I mean more the sigh, the true, deep, what I call a bone marrow sigh. And I think when I would offer a thing to all these listeners, which I'm so curious with these listeners of how they're feeling in their bodies, listening to two people struggle.
Well, they can't tell you. They're not here. They can't tell you. They're not able to tell you. So let's just talk about ourselves because we can't figure out what the listeners are thinking.
Well, as the saying, you know, if it's hysterical, it's historical.
Yeah, let's investigate that.
I love the investigation and the body work you're doing, but I wish you could say more.
Well, let's investigate that need to hear more.
Yeah,
more.
What is that? What is that feeling in your body to want to want more?
What I feel like it is just say more. Just if you could say more. You know,
exactly.
Does that make sense?
And oftentimes our souls are so muted from this encasement of fear. And
we need to investigate them to get them to speak out loud.
Right. Where are the fears? Where are the fears in your body? And also investigating why. Why are those fears there?
But
and
if you
how
say
they
more,
feel?
Then if you say more, then you'll know. You'll know what the fears are if you say them. You need to say it. You need to say it. Could you just investigate your vocal cords, which are inside your body, and just say it out loud? I find the concept of getting triggered very triggering. So, trigger alert, I was triggered. So, I stepped outside to call my therapist, Dr. Shelley Cavalier, for an emergency session. Shelley, thank you so much for finding the time. Well, first, before we start, I should let you know that I'm recording this for my podcast.
I see. Well, before I go on, I should tell you that I'm also recording this for my podcast.
Of course.
So tell me, what's the trouble?
I had some patients today, compatriots, fellow therapists, funnily enough, who came into my office, and I just couldn't reach them.
And where do we think that's coming from?
I guess it's coming from me not being able to reach them.
Well, yes, it's hard. It's hard to help someone when you don't know what the issue is. Sometimes I just stare at my patient in a steely, awkward silence until they break, basically. Those are some techniques I learned when I went to school to train to be a therapist. And I mean no disrespect, but you're sort of winging it. Is that true, Dr. Sheila?
Am I winging it? That's an incredible question. Aren't we all?
And there's nothing wrong with it. Exactly.
I'm frustrated that I'm so frustrated. I shouldn't.
And where do we think that's coming from?
Well, I guess I would say my dad.
Oh, right. That's good. Yeah, that's actually chapter 2 of my book, Your Dad. And chapter 1 is your mom. And there are only 2 chapters.
It's just frustrating, Shelley, because, as you know, I have a lot of podcast listeners.
Well, I do, too. I have a successful podcast.
Yes, we both have successful podcasts.
Well, Dr. Sheila, we have to end the session at the moment. I just want you to ask yourself where you think this is all coming from, and do a lot of breathing. And hopefully in your next session, your patients will open up more.
No, that's so helpful, Shelley. Thank you.
Right. Well, that's what you learn in school when you get your degree to become a licensed therapist. That's a big technique.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time. Okay. I know you're very busy. So.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I share the audio of my personal therapy session with Shelley to show how much I get out of talking with her. And I think I can confidently say that as her favorite client, she gets so much out of our time together as well.
Trish. Hi, it's Shelley Cavalier.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. I hope this is okay. I just felt like I needed a session.
That's fine. I gave you my cell phone number as an act of trust, and I'm so pleased that you're so comfortable using it.
Oh, and I should tell you, before I start, I am recording this for my podcast.
Oh, that's fine. And I should tell you, Shelley, that I am in a Home Goods, so...
Oh, okay.
Well, I will speak in a quiet tone, but you should
okay.
be aware.
Okay. Thank you. I just had a conversation with Dr. Sheila, and... I felt myself giving in to some condescension. I felt myself with some resentment, and I felt that as a therapist, I should remain neutral.
Mm-hmm.
But here I have this colleague, I guess mm-hmm. she calls herself, who is not a full-fledged mm-hmm. licensed therapist.
No, we don't need any more cups. I'm sorry, I'm listening.
No, that's okay. So... That's where I'm at. I guess I'm feeling a little guilt, a little shame, mm-hmm. and yet a little justified.
Maybe sit with that. I would say maybe sit with that.
I mean, I feel like I am sitting with. I have been sitting with it.
Well, what I'm observing, Shelley, is I feel like maybe you're sitting on it. I feel like you might be sitting
on it,
near it.
Okay,
around it.
Just sit with it. Just be with it.
Yeah, you just want to pull in your cheeks, your emotional butt cheeks until
okay.
your emotional sits bones.
All right. I'll try that.
No, if it's a fleece blanket, they're very hot.
Are you with your husband?
I am in Home Goods.
Mm.
And I am
but
with
you are married.
I am with someone.
Yes. And maybe with your family? Kids?
What I'm hearing is that you have a lot of stuff bubbling up inside you and that I think you need to sit with it.
Right. No, I'm just curious because it's just kind of weird. Like the therapist relationship, naturally, you know everything about me,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know anything about you.
That's interesting that you should sit with that curiosity and try to figure out.
Which Home Goods are you at right now?
Shelley, we have 4 scheduled sessions this week.
Yes.
And I think it might be best to revisit some of this during one of the scheduled sessions.
Okay.
It's a little hard for me to hold my phone right now because I'm holding an ice cream and the
an
ice cream of another person.
An ice cream might indicate a child. I don't know. Or maybe you're just having ice cream. I guess I'll sit with that.
I think sit with that. Okay, I'm going to go, Shelley, but thank you. Paulette, this is Trish.
I had another call with Shelly. And I'm very angry. I just feel like I try to set good boundaries with her, and she just pushes them, and she pushes them, and it's very upsetting to me, and I would like to do the in-person session where I have a bat, and I hit the chair, and I say that the chair is Shelly. I wanna hit Shelly with the bat. It's like this thing where I feel like I'm starting to do this thing with her, where I tell her to sit with it, and I'm telling her to sit with it, but what I'm, like, picturing is her, like, sitting on something sharp, or, like, tying her to the, I want to tie her to the chair, or, like, to, like, a, I want her to sit in something and then slowly submerge it, and I know that some of this is because I feel guilty, because when Shelly calls me and she's asking questions about my life and my personal life, and it's like, I told her I was holding ice cream, and then I was like, why did I give her that? Like, why did I tell her? And she didn't need to know that I was holding ice cream. And she does something and she fucking enrages me so much.
How does it feel in your body right now?
This is an improvised episode of Say More with Dr. Sheila. The cast includes...
I'm Amy Poehler.
This is Janine Brito.
Hi, this is Paula Pell.
I'm Rachel Dratch.
I'm Tina Fey.
And you're listening to Say More with Dr. Sheila.
Say More is a presentation of Odyssey and Paper Kite Podcast. It's produced by Best Case Studios. Amy Poehler and Liz Kikowski are writers and executive producers. Alice Stanley Jr. is a writer-producer.
That's so stupid. Can you tell that we've been to therapy?
Yes! Oh my God.
For Best Case Studios, Adam Pincus is executive producer, Suzanne Myers, supervising producer, Hannah Leibowitz-Lockhart and Isabel Evans, producers.
And I am
but
with,
you are married.
I am with someone.
Yes. And maybe with your family? Kids?
You know what, Shelly? What I'm hearing...
Yes?
Is that you need to...
Sorry, keep going. So
Odyssey's executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Leah Reese-Dennis. Special thanks to the team at Odyssey, Yannickin Berning, Melissa Wester, Kurt Courtney, and Hillary Schuff. And for Paper Kite, Sam Green.
Shelly calls her four times a week. She has four appointments a week. All right, friends, thank you so much for
thank
this, you guys.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much
thank
for doing
you.
It.
Oh, God, please. What a joy.
That was amazing.
Oh, thank you for having me do it.
Oh, I love it so much.
Bye.
Holly Barber and Alice Stanley Jr. composed the Dr. Sheila theme song. Additional music is by Holly Barber. This episode was edited and mixed by Daniel Turek with assistance from James Hansen. We recorded at Studio Awesome in L.A., The Cutting Room in New York, and Applehead Recording in Woodstock, New York. Follow and listen to Say More with Dr. Sheila now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.